English Across the Pond.
Hello and welcome to English Across the Pond. Hi, how are you? Welcome. If this is your first time, welcome aboard. If this is your 120th time, welcome aboard. My name is Dan and I'm from England.
My name is Jennifer and I'm from the United States.
And you are listening to an English language podcast. Just for you, an English language learner. Every week we publish a new episode every Friday, full of natural conversation, real language and vocabulary. If you would like to get even more from English Across the Pond, if you're serious about learning English, if you want to learn English even faster, then sign up and become a Gold member. When you become a member, every week in your inbox, you get the transcript, every word we say, vocabulary, listening exercises, comprehension questions, a grammar language focus, a writing activity, and a speaking activity. And I'll just tell you a little bit about one of these, the writing. We write a question for you. We set a question for you every week, and you can write in an email and send it to us. Then we start a video and talk about your writing, underlining words, highlighting words, helping you with the grammar, vocab, punctuation, tone, the sentence structure, the flow, the sense, the feel of your writing. So every week you get direct feedback from us. We're English teachers, Jennifer and I. So become a member at englishacrossthepond.com/gold. That's englishacrossthepond.com/GOLD. Sign up today and join us, become a member, and we can help you with your writing and lots of other things as well. Jennifer, we're talking about apologizing today.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
So sorry. I think that's a song.
It's not one I know, but it sounds good.
Oh.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I've got a quote. We're going to start with a quote, as we often do.
Of course you do.
You ready?
Yes.
An apology is a lovely, I don't know whether to say perfume or perfume, but I'll start again. An apology is a lovely perfume. It can transform the clumsiest moment into a gracious gift.
Excuse me. Just wiping my tears. That was beautiful.
Yeah, it was pretty beautiful. It's almost too beautiful. Do you think that like apology, what this means is, it's by Margaret Lee Runbeck. I don't know who she is. But the idea is here that an apology can make a big difference. It can transform a moment. Is that true?
Yeah. Mm. I think the power of an apology is huge.
Wow.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's apologizing is a very hard thing to do, I think, in human nature, though.
Why?
It's that dang. I almost said a bad word. It's the dang ego. Our egos.
Yeah.
You know, someone's ego. It's when you apologize, there's a sense of wrongness that you're admitting. You were wrong in some way, right?
Which isn't easy to do.
Which is not easy to do. No one wants to admit that they're wrong. And I don't just mean like wrong or right in that sense. It could be, you know, you accidentally bumped into somebody. You didn't mean to. It wasn't like this horrible negative thing you did, but you do, oh, I'm sorry. It is not right. It's wrong to just like run into somebody, like knock them over and keep walking.
Mm.
That's an obviously very like trivial example, but.
And the bigger the mistake, the harder the apology.
True that, my friend. So you agree with me. Why would you say apologizing so hard?
Yeah, well, being an English gentleman, being English, I apologize approximately 480,000 times a day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, sorry. You said as a teacher, as a British person?
As an Englishman.
That's what I was going to say. I thought you said that the British apologize a lot.
Yeah, I was looking at data actually this week. True, about how many times British people apologize compared to Americans, and we do apologize quite a lot more.
Yeah.
So, if say you're in an elevator or indeed a lift, and somebody stands on your foot, what do you say?
Well, I had a like reflection on something like this a couple of years ago where I, you know, maybe when you're walking around a corner and it's a complete accident that you and another person are walking in the same spot.
Yeah.
And you kind of like, oh, you kind of like almost ran into each other.
Yeah.
It's maybe a really narrow way. There wasn't like one person should have been on this side. Mm-hmm. The other person should have been on the side. So in those situations where there's not really like a societal norm, there's an accident and I'm like, oh, sorry. Or maybe two people are going for the door at the same time. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a moment of thinking like, wait, why am I saying sorry? Mm. I'm not sorry. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that like I'm so rude and I'm like, well, I'm not going to say sorry, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
sure.
I don't think sorry is the right word because it's not carrying any meaning of an apology. Mm.
Now
it's like, so now in answer to your question, I say like, oh, excuse me, you know, so I'll say, excuse me. Oh, and usually one of these, oops, oh,
oops,
ooh, ah, you know,
well,
and a smile, of course.
We're getting into the nitty gritty because, you know, English people will always apologize, even when it's not our fault. So if someone stands on my foot in the elevator, I say sorry because I had my foot in the wrong place. But of course, I'm not truly, deeply, sincerely apologizing. It's just to make things easier and maybe less embarrassing. So we say sorry absolutely all the time. And because, of course, I work in an international environment, I have had people saying to me, why are English people so insincere?
Oh, because accused. You don't mean... Well, yeah. because of the, like, what the I'm sorry and apology means, it's almost like it's being used very insincerely,
yeah.
Right?
Totally. I mean, it's like if you say every single day... Oh, kind of. I guess if you told your husband you loved him every 5 minutes, it kind of doesn't, you know what I mean? Doesn't mean anything, does it?
I actually had this conversation with him. I was having this conversation with some people recently about that very same thing. Mm. Saying I love you too much, does it lose meaning? And kind of the takeaway from the conversation was, it's not the words, it's how you say it, the delivery of the I love you that's gonna carry the meaning and the like the sincerity of it.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So I think that'd be the same. And I'm sorry too. Like, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, I am so sorry for stepping on your foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like even I when I was doing that just now in my office, I had my hands like on my chest. Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But first of all, maybe like, there's something I'd like to talk to you about something. And it's like, yeah, what is it? I'm really sorry that I got in the way in the queue.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right actually. It's a tone of voice, isn't it? And the sincerity and things like that.
I'm so sorry, but right now you're stepping on my leg.
Yeah. You're sitting on me. I think that's right as well. But of course, when we apologize all day, every day, it's kind of the same as saying, how are you? Hello, morning, how are you? And with certain people from Europe, from certain countries who don't have this greeting, when you say, how are you? They think it's a kind of medical query.
Interesting.
So they say like, I'm fine. Why are you asking me how I am? Do I look ill? Course, in British English, how are you doesn't mean anything. It just means hi again, really. I'm not looking for a medical diagnosis or prognosis. I just mean, hi, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah. Is that the same with how are you in the US as well? Yeah.
Yeah, and I've actually had, I'm pretty sure it was a Brazilian student of mine when I was teaching at a school in San Diego. So, you know, the students were coming to San Diego and like experiencing the culture and whatnot. Kind of a two-part question on that was, number one, they had asked me, I feel like they were on a bus and someone had asked how they were. And they were kind of like, why is a stranger asking me how I am? What do they want? Or when an acquaintance asks me that and they say like, oh, I'm good, it doesn't really seem sincere. Like, are they going to tell me all their problems? Am I supposed to tell them like I'm actually having a really crappy day? Like, what do I, what is the response to this kind of question?
And this is, you know, we're moving into the realms of what is small talk really in a way. And sorry and how are you and thank you. All are little small, in a way, pieces of little bits of small talk, which can be really, really difficult. I've known English learners, you may be out there listening and feel like this, that these people can communicate about their business and they can talk about their job and be very technical and write very concise emails. But chatting, they can't do it.
Yeah. The second part, though, to just finish that one thought about what you had asked about, is it the same here? Is the other one people asked me was, why do people ask how I, like, how are you and keep walking?
Ah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
hey, Dan, how are you?
Yeah.
They're like, I'm good. Oh, I'm good.
But if you've asked me how I am, why aren't you waiting for the answer?
Exactly. But.
Quote number two.
We digress. Oh, yeah. Quote number two. Kind of day.
Right. So we've had an apology is a lovely perfume. Now, this is the opposite kind of thing. This is by Sarah Ockler, who, again, I've no idea who she is. But thank you, Sarah. And this is the quote. Would sorry have made any difference? Does it ever? It's just a word. One word against 1,000 actions.
What's her name, Sarah or Debbie Downer? Yikes.
But it's the other, isn't it? It's almost the opposite of the first one, where like, what is kind of like a love song, this, isn't it? Sorry doesn't mean, I'm just making this song up, but sorry doesn't mean anything, you hurt me, you know what I mean?
Wait, you just made that up?
I know. Oh, wow. Sort of magic's at my fingertips.
Impressive.
Depressive.
Impressive, sir.
So what do you think of that? What do you think of that?
Well, that lines up with the oh so popular quote, actions speak louder than words. This one, if I had to go all psychologist on Sarah, I would say she's gotten hurt a few too many times. She's feeling a little bit bitter, or maybe a little jaded. Wow. You know, this also comes back to what we said about, I'm sorry, losing meaning. So if Sarah, for example, or if anyone goes through an experience where the same person continues to do something time and time again, oh, I'm so sorry, oh, I'm so sorry, oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry would like not make any difference at that point, because it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Hurt me once, shame on you. Hurt me twice, shame on me.
Well, who did that? Was it George? No, it was,
I don't know who did that.
It was George W. Bush.
No.
Yeah. No, he got it all mixed up.
Hurt me once, shame on me, quote. Nothing like a good old Google image to say who did that. I can't find anyone who did it.
No, it doesn't matter. George Bush said, shame on me, fool me twice. Shame on twice. He got it all the wrong way. He got it all mixed up.
Yeah.
So
I had another quote that came into my mind.
Oh yeah, did you now?
But then I lost it with my shame. Hurt me once, shame on you.
Well, can I just go in while you remember it? When you said, you know, you keep apologizing and you keep doing the same thing, so it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
My daughter and cleaning her bedroom. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Dad. I'll do it next time.
Oh really? No! Crying. I will do it from now on. I'm so, you know, I'm not very good at fake crying, but I will do it from now on. I'm really sorry. It won't happen again. And the thing is that what we do is we threaten to take her cash off her. You say, if I come into your room and it's messy, I'll take £10 from you or something like
Ooh.
That. You
know?
And that's when she starts crying, when it becomes a financial issue. And then we go in a week later and there is an empty pop bottle. There's a crisp packet. The bin hasn't been emptied. There's clothes on the bed. There's trash at the end of the bed. It's like it's like a pigsty.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and it's like and it's tears again. Yeah. Any advice?
Do I have advice for you?
Or the listeners. But yeah, you in the first instance.
Oh,
so the problem is, she says sorry, she clearly doesn't mean it, and is still a messy pig in a room.
So it would be, got to get down to, like, what's the reason for not cleaning her room?
Right.
And then finding a way to motivate that. Maybe she can take the 4 tendencies quiz from Gretchen Rubin. And you can find out what motivates her. Is it inner like motivation? Does she need to like have something that's going to motivate herself? Is it the outer expectation? I mean, and from this context, clearly it's not like outer accountability because you guys are kind of holding her accountable.
Trying to.
Money. Obviously, she's not motivated by money or losing money.
4 tendencies quiz, Gretchen Rubin. I've written it down. I'm actually going to do that. Thank you.
Yeah. And so she can find out maybe she's a rebel. My husband's a rebel. And then you got to figure out how to motivate a rebel.
Mm. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I thought of the quote.
Yeah.
It came to me. It's, and I realized it wasn't as on key with what we're talking about, but it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Is that true? Do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately. So that's that idea of you just go for it and you just do something. You know, it's probably, you know that the answer, if you had asked, would probably have been no.
Mm.
You do it anyways. And then you're like, yeah, I'm so sorry about that. Will you forgive me? In a much more sincere way, of course. But
that's kind of, it's like not pro-life as in, I mean, I don't mean pro-life as in, it's pro-action, isn't it? It's pro-living your life, that quote.
Yeah.
So it's good, isn't it?
Mm, yeah. Do you... Just do you.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. I thought it was
just
the start
do you.
Of the question.
Yeah. No, no, no. That was just you do you.
So, we've almost run out of time. I'm sorry.
Time flies when you're talking sorries.
Yeah, when you're chatting apologies.
Yeah.
And how would, just before we go, how would you... if, you know, a language learner, our lovely English language learners out there, if they wanted to know how to apologize or what to say, what's an example?
It's how to say I'm sorry.
Mm.
Oh, forgive me. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Mm. Intonation's sorry. A lot, isn't it?
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man. Apologies.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe hand on heart.
I do that a lot. I was doing that the entire time I was going through those examples.
And do like sad face.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, really? Ooh. Really.
You do you suck the saliva through your teeth?
Yeah.
Ooh, sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I just ran over your bicycle in my car.
Oh, man. Ouch.
Yeah, really sorry. In the language focus, I'll be going through some more steps of how to make little apologies. And also, if you have to make a big apology in English, as in what I mentioned before, as in sort of, I need to talk to you about something, you know, actually sort of like interrupting the person and setting the scene ready and going through. It may be very different in your culture and in your language, so I think it's a good thing to go through. That's coming up in the language focus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not apologizing for it.
No. No. You have nothing to be sorry for.
No. Anyway, we're
sorry
not sorry.
Sorry for listening. Oh, I mean, thank you for listening.
We have nothing to apologize for. Thank you very much. And of course, if what we're saying is very different in your culture, if you're thinking, wow, I would never do that, then, you know, let us know. We'd love to hear. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes. Thanks so much. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's Language Focus. First of all, a little note about the word apologize. An apology is the noun. The plural is apologies, I-E-S. So one apology, two apologies. And the verb is to apologize. So that's apologies and apologize. If you want to use these words, of course, you can say I'm sorry, but slightly more formal would be to use apologies or apologize. If you use apologize, of course, you say I apologize for what I did. I apologize for eating all of your cakes. If you want to use apologies, you can say my apologies. My apologies, the plural. This is just a phrase on its own. Or you could say my apologies for eating all of your cakes. But normally we just say my apologies. So I apologize and my apologies. Just to finish this off, apologetic is the adjective. So he was very apologetic. I just want to run through how you might want to apologize if you ever have to do it in English. I'm going to give you lots of steps. You wouldn't necessarily have to use all of these, and this would be for a spoken apology in a formal situation, if something goes wrong at university or with your boss or something like that. As I say, you usually wouldn't use all of these, but I'm going to lay them all out and then you can choose which ones you're going to use depending on how serious your apology is, how sincere, how formal, how big your mistake was. So here we go. Obviously, the more time you have to think about this and plan this beforehand, it will probably go better. You might want to begin by asking the person if they're free, if they have time. So, excuse me, please, have you got a few minutes? I've got something I want to talk about. And ask them if they're available at the moment. Then you can begin by saying, I'm sorry. Or, I apologize. Of course, you must be sincere, and you could add what happened, the reason that you're apologizing. I'm sorry that I ate your pizza yesterday. I know I ordered two, and one of them was for you, and I ate both of them, and I'd like to apologize for that. Avoid using the word but. So don't say, I'm sorry I ate your pizza, but I was very hungry. Or, I'm sorry I ate your pizza, but you ate my pizza last week and that was it. You're only going to make problems with the word but. But is not an apology. If you use the word but, you're looking more for an argument and you're obviously not really sorry. So far we have the apology, I'm sorry, and also you're admitting your responsibility. It was me who ate both of the pizzas yesterday. Next, we can try to make things better, to improve the situation. So, what I'd like to do today is order another pizza just for you and a dessert as well, and I'll pay for everything and I won't have any pizza because I'm still full. Because I ate two pizzas yesterday. Don't say that. Say, I will buy you another pizza. Or, you know, I'll buy you something next time. And you're trying to make things better. You're trying to improve the situation. And finally, of course, promise that it won't happen again. I'm on a diet now, so I won't be eating any more of your pizzas. Try to prove to them that you're sincere. So we apologize. We accept responsibility for what we did and explain it. Try to make things better and promise that it won't happen again. Remember, don't use the word but. This is not the time. This will only lead to an argument. This is a verbal apology. In this week's language focus for our members, we'll also be looking at written apologies as well. So don't hesitate. Go to englishacrossthepond.com/gold and join us. Become a member today. Bye bye bye.